Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, who is the most gracious, the most merciful. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum maratan ukhra fi halaqatin jadidin barnamajikum al-arabiyyatu lil-jamiya. Once again, welcome you to another episode of this program, al-arabiyyatu lil-jamiya, Arabic for all. And in this program, you are learning the Quranic language, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the language of the ahadith, the language of the dua. Please make intention, you are learning with us this wonderful language, and you are, inshallah, coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by trying and making some effort to understand the verses of Allah, the Quranic verses, the words of Allah, the words from ahadith and du'as, which we are learning, inshallah, in this program, in addition to some of the important vocabs and sentences which is needed. If you go to an Arab country, inshallah, you will be able to communicate with Arab people through such words and conversations and important dialogues which we prepare for you. Open your kitab, that's the Noble Quran on Surah Al-Baqarah. This is Surah number 2 in the Noble Quran, verse number 42. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 42. We are by this verse and we're going in order, inshallah, hoping to finish the entire Quran, learning the vocabs of the entire Quran, the words and the important sentences, inshallah, attending to this program every Tuesday, every Monday. Inshallah, you will learn and you will benefit from that program. وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. This is verse number 42. وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. وَلَا, the wow is a conjunction, it means and, then attached to it لا, which is a negation, do not. لَا تَذْهَب, don't go. لَا تَأْكُل, don't eat. لا تشرب, don't drink. لا تلبس, تلبس here may have two meanings. Number one, to dress. تلبس, dressing. ملابس, taking from that word. لبس يلبس. Then another meaning for it, تلبس, which means to mix. To mix. تلبس also means to mix or to cover. It's تلبس. It's in addition to, don't mix the truth with falsehood. وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ. You find the wow al-jama'a at the end of the verb, which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to a group. وَلَا تَلْبِسُ, speaking to the Israel nation in the past. وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Do not mix the truth with the falsehood. By covering, they used to cover the truth by saying some truth in the speech and also some falsehood. So the people get confused now and thinking that, alright, they have covered the truth by putting some falsehood in it. وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Al-haq means the truth. Al-haq, truth. Al-alif al-lam in the beginning means the truth. The truth. Al-haq only means truth. Ha and qaf. There is a word that we can take or extract from this word haq, is haqqan. Haqqan. Haqqan is an expression used to mean really. Someone is asking you something and you want to confirm, you say haqqan, really? Same like in English, you say really. In Arabic also it's haqqan. Haqqan. In a sense that it's a question. A haqqan. The literal meaning of it is ahaqqan, is it true? That's the meaning of it. Really? Is it true? Is it real? That's the literal meaning, ahaqqan. But we say it without the alif, haqqan. Really? True? Or not? وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ بِالْبَاطِلِ. If you take it literally, don't let the truth, don't cover the truth in the clothes of the falsehood. Don't dress the truth some falsehood dress. That's the literal meaning. Metaphorically, you are mixing the truth with the falsehood, or you are covering the truth with falsehood. And do not cover the truth with falsehood. Falsehood is batil, the opposite of haq. Batil, falsehood. Batil, ba alif ta lam, batil. Al batil, the falsehood. Bil batil, with the falsehood. Don't mix the truth with the falsehood. وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ. وَتَكْتُمُوا, tektum. Wa means it means end. It's a conjunction. Then tektumu. Wa tektumu. And you conceal. Yaktum means to conceal or to hide. Yaktum means to conceal or to hide. Yaktum. Hope you're writing down these verbs and important words. Yaktum or tektum. Ta kaf ta mim. This is for one person. If you're speaking to a group. Taktumu. Wa taktumu. And you conceal. So in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them and commanding them, do not mix the truth with falsehood and conceal the truth. And do not conceal also. It means the negation is for both verbs. For both verbs. For talbisu and for taktum. So do not and do not. Wala talbisu. Also the end here, it means there is a negation for the second verb as well. Wa taktumu. And also do not conceal the truth. Conceal it, you hide it. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And you are knowing, while you are knowing. وَأَنْتُمْ wa and. أَنْتُمْ you. For a group of people. أَنْتُمْ أَلِفْ نُون تَأْمِيمْ. أَنْتُمْ you. For a group. تَعْلَمُونَ. You know. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. While you know. While here is understood in the context. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And you know it. So, in other words, while you are knowing it. You already know that this is the truth, but you conceal it with falsehood. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Perform salah. أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Perform or establish salah. يُقِيم means to establish or to perform. يُقِيم, to establish or to perform. يَا قَاف, يَا مِيم. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. And perform salah, prayer. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ. And give the zakah. Atu zakah. Atu means give. Ati, the verb in the present tense form. Ati means give. Ati al faqir haqqo means give him. Same like the word i'ti. I'ti also means give. And that's different from ya'ti. Ya'ti means to come. To come. Wa atu zakah. And give zakah. Zakah is charity. Zakah, charity. Here it refers to the compulsory charity. Zakah refers to the compulsory charity. Yeah. Wa atu zakah, and give the zakah, the charity. And the word zakah is taken from the verb yuzakki. Yuzakki, which means to purify. In other words, zakah is a purification indeed, in a literal sense. It's a purification for yourself, for your money, and for everything, for your life. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ. And give zakah. وَارْكَعُوا. And bow down. وَارْكَعُوا means bow down, to bow, to make the ruku'. وَارْكَعُوا in a metaphorical sense also refers to salah and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And bow down, مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. مَعَ, with, it's a preposition, مَعَ means with. مَعَ, فِي, in, إِلَى, to, بِي, with, عَلَى, on, مِن, from. So these are just quick revision on the prepositions. وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. And make ruku' with those people who are making ruku'. Right? وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. We'll take one more verse. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ. أَتَأْمُرُونَ. We said in the previous program that when the alif comes in front of the present tense verb, this is a quick grammar base here, that when the alif comes in front of a present tense verb, it means it's a question. We've got, for example, tazhab means to go. If you put alif in front of tazhab, the verb, it means, do you go? Atazhab. Ta'kul, ata'kul. Tashrab, atashrab. It's a question. Straight it becomes a question. Just by adding alif in front of the present tense verb, becomes a question. Yeah, ata'muruna, do you order? Do you command? An-nasa. Ya'mur means to command or to order. Ya'mur, amr. Ya'mur is ya, alif. Hamza on top of the alif. Mim and ra. Ya'mur means to command or to order. And Ata'muruna, Allah speaking about a group of people, some group of the Israel nation, He says to them, Ata'muruna, do you order or do you command? An-nasa, the people. Do you command the people to do that which is good? To do that which is good. وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ وَتَنْسَوْنَ means and you forget yourselves. Speaking about the children of Israel here in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them that you are commanding the people to do good deeds while you cannot yourself practice on that, on these deeds. We'll go for a short break, inshallah. When we continue, when we come back, we'll continue with this program. Stay tuned to Radio Islam.
Breaking news! Pizza, pizza, pizza! Pizza News, bringing you the latest news with the freshest ingredients. Open every day of the week, every week of the year. Amore, visit us in Mayfair, next to Khan's Butchery, and the branch is opening soon. Call us on 011-839-1120 or visit www.pizzanews.co.za for incredible specials and menu.
Yo ya no quiero, gracias.
El tercer por mí es aquí es un buen jugador.
Está bien, me rindo.
No matter where you come from or what language you speak, Berra's Motor Spares is a place to go. We stock motor spares and car accessories of high standards at an impressive price. Years of experience in the motor spares industry ensures that you get the best advice. Berra's Motor Spares, 48 Peter Ace Avenue, Alberton North.
Call us on 011-901-3100.
Radio Islam will be holding its annual general meeting on Sunday, the 30th of August, 2015, at the Masjid Salihin Hall, 9:30 a.m. insha'Allah. Included will be the minutes of the previous AGM, the chairman's address, and the audited financial statements. We hereby request our community to attend.
Santac, Radio Islam satellite signal provider, has once again changed our decoder settings. We have in place a dual frequency connection period, which means that both the old and new settings will work until the 31st of August 2015. As of the 1st of September 2015, your decoder will only work with the new settings. Under the circumstances, retuning may be done by the following. Oneself, using the DIY instructions on our website, www.radioislam.org.za. Bring your decoder in for retuning at Radio Islam's offices from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Lanasia, 35 Cuckoo Avenue. Phone our call center during office hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 011-854-7022. And receive instructions on how to retune your decoder. If you are tuning your decoder on your own, you will require a TV monitor. Our technical team will be visiting different areas throughout South Africa. In Zirist, on Monday, the 17th of August, Zirist Masjid, corner Saral Celius and Queen, 018-642-2438 or 018-642-1344. In Lichtenburg, on Tuesday, the 18th of August, 94 Kismet Avenue, contact 018-632-3186 or 083-786-3586. In Rustenburg, on Wednesday, the 19th of August, 83 Holker Street, opposite the school. Contact 082-897-7863 or 018-538-1656. Technicians for the miscellaneous regions are Abed Waraji 079-810-4390 or Isa Kanda 078-675-5425. Please bring along your remote for retuning.
Welcome back to our program Al-Arabiyyatu Lil-Jami', and we are continuing inshallah studying the Quranic verses and by verse now 44. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. أَتَأْمُرُونَ, we said it means do you order, and it's a question, and we always, when we start with alif in front of the present tense verb, it turns the verb into a question. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ, the people, nas, people, بِالْبِرِّ, with righteousness, بِرْ, a word that contains all meaning of goodness and righteousness, that's بِرْ, the word بِرْ in Arabic, ba and ra, two letters, but it's a very important word indeed. بالبري. البري only means the righteousness or the goodness, while the ba here is a preposition, be with, in a sense that you are commanding them with goodness and watansawna anfusakum, while you are forgetting. Yantansa means to forget. Yansa. Ya noon, seen, and ya maqsura, which is pronounced as an alif, that's yansa or tansa, which means to forget. Watansawna, speaking about a group of people, so the adding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is adding the waw and noon here. Watansawna, and you forget. Forget what? Anfusakum. You forget yourselves. You command people to do good while you yourself is not doing it. You forget about yourself. You forget to command yourself. To advise yourself. Anfusakum. Yourselves. Anfusakum. Alif noon. Fa. Seen. Kaf and meem. Anfusakum. Wa antum tatluna al-kitaba. Wa antum. And you. Or while you. Tatluna al-kitaba. While you reciting. While you are reciting al-kitaba. The book. وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ While you are reciting the book. The book. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Then will not you reason, will not you ponder, won't you ponder about that? أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ أَفَلَا أَفَلَا That's an expression used. It means won't you understand, won't you reason, won't you ponder, won't you use your brain? Don't you have a brain? It's like that. أَفَلَا means don't you, or won't you also. That's afala, alif, fa, lam, alif. Alif, fa, lam, alif. Afala, ta'qilun. Ta'qilun means, don't you reason, don't you understand, don't you use your brains. That's the word ta'qilun, taken from aql. Aql means brain. Alright, so we'll stop here, verse number 44, and in the coming programs, inshallah, we'll continue from that. And hopefully we have benefited from this lesson today, inshallah. Moving on to the dialogues, and we have some important expressions and sentences related to the dialogue and the conversations that a person may need to make for cleaning the house, for cleaning place, cleaning house, cleaning hotel room. You go to an Arab country, you will need such expressions and words. Cleaning means nazafa. Nazafa, cleanliness, nazafa. And nazafa to min al iman. Nazafa is part of iman, nazafa. Alif lam noon, wa alif, fa and round ta. An nazafa. Cleanliness. Taking from that the adjective nazif, noon, wa, ya, fa. Nazif means clean. Nazif means clean. Right? That's nazif. The verb is yunazif. 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 Ya, nun, va, and fa. Yunazif means to clean. Yunazif means to clean. Al-yawma nunazifu al-ghurfa. Al-yawma nunazifu al-ghurfa. Today, we are cleaning the room. Al-yawma nunazifu al-makan. Today, we are cleaning the place, al-makan. هيا ننظف المكان. Let us clean the place. Hope you're writing down these important sentences. هيا ننظف المكان. Let us clean the place. If you go someplace and you want to clean it. هيا ننظف المكان. Let us clean the place. الآن سأنظف المكان. Now I will clean the place. Now I will clean the place. أنا أنظف الحمام. I'm cleaning the bathroom. أنا أنظف الحمام. I'm cleaning the bathroom. ينظف means to clean. I hope you wrote it down. Very important verb. The next, زوجي يغسل السيارة. زوجي يغسل السيارة. My husband is washing the car. يغسل means to wash. Also, one important verb that is used for cleanliness and cleaning. يغسل, to clean or to wash. يغسل. يا غين سين لام. يغسل. يغسل means to wash. Moving on. هيا نرتب. نرتب الغرفة. Let us arrange the room. Let us arrange the room. يرتب means to arrange. يرتب. يا را تا and ba, and there is a shadda on top of the ta and a kasra, small dash. يرتب. So you stress more on the ta while you are pronouncing it. يرتب means to arrange. زوجي يرتب مكتبه. My husband is tidying up his desk or arranging his desk. Right? Moving on. أنا أضع الغسيل في الغسالة. أنا أضع الغسيل. الغسيل is the laundry. الغسيل, the laundry is called الغسيل in Arabic. الغسيل, ألف لام غين سين يا لام. الغسيل, the laundry. أنا أضع, I put الغسيل, the laundry, في الغسالة. الغسالة is the washing machine. It's called in Arabic غسالة. غسالة, a very important verb here, a very important noun here. الغسالة, the word الغسالة means washing machine. غين, سين, شدة on top of the sheen and فتحة. Then ألف, لام and راونتا. غسالة means washing machine. أضع الغسيلة في الغسالة. I put the laundry in the washing machine. هيا ننشر الغسيل. هيا ننشر الغسيل. Let us hang up the laundry. هيا ننشر الغسيل. أنا أكوي الملابس. أنا أكوي الملابس. Guess. What is the meaning of أكوي? أكوي means ironing. Ironing the clothes. أكوي الملابس. أكوي means to iron. Right. الأرض متسخة. الأرض متسخة. The floor is dirty. متسخة. Very important adjective. متسخ means dirty. ميم تاء سين خاء. متسخ. طفلي متسخ. My child got some dirt on his clothes. ملابسه متسخة. His clothes is dirty. الصحون متسخة. The dishes are dirty. And moving on, from the different uses of the word متسخ, which means dirty. Right? We'll stop here. Hopefully you understood some of the important words used for the cleaning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding and use us, inshaAllah, to come closer to Him and use these words which we have learned to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understand the Quranic verses and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From my engineer, our good brother Muhammad Bilal from Misam Hijad, Jazakumullah khairan for listening. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.